Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Competition is wonderfully inevitable in sport. It just isn't sport without winning, losing, finishing times or places. Sometimes this makes us tick, encourages us to perform. Other times competition mounts pressure that we want to escape from, negatively impacting our behaviour or encouraging us to view our opponents in such a way that doesn't line up with our Christian faith. Let's think about how we might put our faith in Christ first as we compete today. You might have heard people say, comparison is the thief of joy. And this is often an underlying assumption that fuels negative views of competition. And perhaps you felt joyless in the past when you've compared yourself to others or compared your performance on the pitch to the expectations you have of yourself and come up short. But comparison doesn't have to be a killjoy. And competition doesn't have to suffocate your enjoyment of sport. In Genesis chapter 2, God encourages Adam to find a suitable helper with which to work and take care of creation. This process involves a good comparison, so as to identify the differences and talents uniquely given by God to both Adam and Eve, and to celebrate their individual creativity in relationship together. Of course, this goes wrong just a few pages later, in Genesis chapter 4, when Cain compares himself directly to Abel, not to grow in the enjoyment of his talent and glorify God, but to glorify himself at the expense of Abel. Today, comparison is still something that enables us to better understand and enjoy the breadth and depth of the talents God has given us. This is good and helpful, and even enables us to praise God when we recognise him as the giver of our fellow competitors' talent too. Yet our focus as we compete can so easily shift away from this picture, and onto comparing ourselves to our teammates and opponents, becoming obsessed with building our own value and self-worth. So keep your eyes on the true prize as you compete. To keep our heads and our hearts focused on the true purpose of our lives, including competition, Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4 is a brilliant passage to keep coming back to. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Notice where the Christian in sport is to set their heart and mind on the things above, to focus on Christ and the new life they have in him. When we remember that we are loved, saved, and secure in Christ, competition becomes pure. It becomes a place of joyful discovery of the creative limits of each of our own unique abilities as we push ourselves and are pushed by others in competition. This is awesome. With our hearts and minds set on Christ in sport now, we are secure. No longer does the outcome of every moment of competition impact our sense of self-worth or value to others. We're free. We see fellow competitors as those who will help us joyfully grow as they push us to explore the depths of our talent, not threats to our very identity. We're inspired to live in a way that points to Jesus, not ourselves. Ruthless, shameful or manipulative behaviour or unnecessary aggression are no longer needed to be true competitors. So sport involves competition. But the solution to the problems that arise around competition is not to eliminate competition itself, but to remember in the game and after the result that our identity is secure in Christ. So as you go to compete, reset your heart, reset your mind. Remember that your life is now in Christ and allow this truth alone to shape how you compete. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the thrill of competition. Thank you that it enables me to discover more about the talent you've given me, my teammates and opponents as we compete together. Help me to fix my eyes on Jesus and the new life he's restored me to this game day. May the security I have in Christ guide my thoughts and actions as I compete today. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.